when we meet Peter Allen, who's there in Japan for us. But let's come bumping home to council estates and what to do about them. The West Hendon estate in Barnet, North London, was built in the 1960s, consisting of 680 one-bedroom flats, two-bedroom maisonettes and three-bedroom houses. It replaced Victorian and Edwardian terraces that had been badly bombed during the Second World War. Initially, it was seen as a desirable place to live, boasting properties with all the mod cons for growing families. However, rightly or wrongly, as the years went by, the place acquired a reputation for antisocial behaviour and poor quality accommodation. It's a story you may recognise from where you live. Earlier this year, the regeneration of the West Hendon estate began. Existing properties were bulldozed as a £520 million building project kicked off after decades of planning. The old homes will be replaced by 2,194 new properties. However, there's a problem for some of the current residents. Tenants say they're being moved off the estate and rehoused elsewhere, and leaseholders who bought a property there say the money they get from a compulsory purchase order, that's when you're told to sell your house, isn't enough to buy one of the new places there, so they claim they've got to go too. What's going on? Is this regeneration, or is the words you prefer, social cleansing of a council estate? If this has happened near you, and if you feel strongly that we need to regenerate places, or if you have a view on where the poor, how the poor are being treated, ring me, let me know. You know the number very well. Now let's get a briefing from BBC London reporter Anna O'Neill. Hello, Anna.
Hello.
You've been there many a time.
Yeah, okay, went out there on the march back in January, back to Barnet Town Hall.
So paint a picture for us of how it looks.
Well, I've given you a picture there, haven't I, of it. And you can see from that, Paddy, that, you know, it's a little bit grotty, a little bit grimy, isn't it? It's in need of a facelift. And I don't think anybody would say that it isn't in need of a facelift in that area. And about 10 years ago, when the council said it was going to regenerate, residents were a little bit sceptical, but they all understood that they would be given a home on the new estate. And so they accepted this.
So hang on, every resident who first heard the word regeneration was told, and you'll still live here.
Yeah. But if you arrived on the estate after that time, you were a non-secure tenant. So you were told you would not be guaranteed to get a home when the regeneration started 10 years later. So you would only be on that estate for a certain amount of time.
And some people who own their own places are now the subject of a compulsory sales order.
Of course, because that estate is going to be pulled down completely and new homes are going to be built. But what it means, of course, is that those people who are being offered money for their flats are not getting what they would consider to be the market rate. Certainly not enough to buy a flat elsewhere in Barnet, which is a fairly sought-after area.
Okay.
It doesn't have a council house waiting list. The schools are all really good. Catchment areas are good in Barnet. There are lots of reasons why people want to live there.
Now, I'm promising you listening a briefing on this so you can make a judgment. Here's some figures for you. A two-bedroom flat, the compulsory purchase number you get for that is £212,500. Mm. But a new two-bedroom flat, right, that's £212,000. A new two-bedroom flat is £403,000.
Yeah. And that's kind of representative for the people living elsewhere in the country. That's kind of representative about how much a two-bedroom flat costs.
So I'm living in a two-bedroom flat. I'm offered 212. Yeah. I'm told, sell up and we'll give you 212.
Yeah.
By the way, a new one's 403.
Yeah.
So there's why people are grumpy. Now, on the other side, the council say, hang on, we're going to give you a 50% share. So you can use that same money and you can have a share in a better property that's going to go up in value.
Yeah, well, except that you will only always have that 50% share.
Which rises, a rising tide lifts all boats.
Yeah, it does. You will also pay more council tax. The band has gone up from what it is now is a band B, so you're paying a minimal council tax. It's going up to a band D. You get a higher service charge. And obviously you don't completely own your own home, but it is a solution for some. Maybe it's not the ideal solution for somebody who has already outright paid for their own home and doesn't ever expect to have to part own another home.
So that's why emotions are running high, because some people are going to have to move for reasons that will be individual. If we had time to tell 600 individual reasons, we would. But you put it all together and you've got a really very heady mix of people's emotions and counter statements, and some some people say this amounts to pushing the poor out of the way.
And it's a picture that we're seeing across London, actually, Paddy. I mean, this isn't just happening in Barnet. We're at BBC London. We've been doing stories now for the past couple of years about people saying they're being socially cleansed out, that the regeneration of areas, while good for the area itself, is not necessarily good for the people who are having to be moved out. The same sort of thing is happening in Battersea, in Wandsworth, in Haringey, in Tower Hamlets, in Hackney. We've been doing stories in Camden. We've been doing stories in all those places. Not all of them are Conservative councils, which has been part of the allegation here that the Conservative council wants to bring in richer people that may potentially be Conservative voters, and therefore they'll have a better chance of keeping their seat in the future.
Anna O'Neill, thank you very much indeed. And Anna is speaking about her patch. You can hear her on BBC London. But you will hear about estates in Oxford. You'll hear about estates that are being changed in the Midlands. And if you go to Scotland, you'll hear about the high housing costs in Aberdeen, the high housing costs in Edinburgh, and what happens to try and plug the needs of people to live in a place. And what does regeneration mean to us all? Well, I'm delighted to say that we can meet the deputy leader of Barnet Council. He's Daniel Thomas. Hello, Mr. Thomas.
Oh, good afternoon.
Thank you for joining the Jeremy Vine Show. You are upgrading and regenerating and improving housing stock as you see it.
We are, and not just that. We're building 2,000 new homes in West Hendon, and that's an important part of Barnet's plan to build 20,000 new homes over the next 10 years. And look, London's population is going to increase by 1.5 to 2 million people over the next 15 years. And we need schemes like this to house people. We need schemes like this to have a mix of private and affordable housing. Down at West Hendon, yes, we will demolish 478 social rented properties, which don't meet the decent home standards. And Anna said that they need a facelift. They need a lot more than a facelift, I'm afraid. There's inherent faults with the way that they were built. We will replace those with 543 new affordable homes, modern homes, about half of which will be social rent and half will be for low-cost ownership, because residents are telling us they don't just want to rent, they want to be able to buy.
And that's so where the 50% golden share comes in. That because
it does for leaseholders, yes.
So basically, you're not disputing these figures. A compulsory,
no.
If you're told to flog your place, you get 212 for a two-bedroom flat, and a new one is 403. That's double, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. It is double. But you're talking about a flat that's worth more in a far more attractive area, an area that's been rebuilt. It's got new schools. It's got a new park, new community centre, new access to the waterfront. It'll be a far more desirable community to live in. And it'll be a mixed community as well. It won't be the old-fashioned council estate where poverty is concentrated. It'll be a mixed community which better reflects society.
And will some people have to move several miles away?
Well, we've rehoused, as Anna said, there's some who moved in after the regeneration was announced, non-secure tenants. We've moved 70 of them to different places. Only three have left the borough. And this is why I find the term social cleansing offensive, because it's simply not the case. Three have left the borough, all willingly. Two went to neighbouring boroughs and one went to Luton. So this accusation of social cleansing just doesn't hold up.
Can you put yourself, I'm going to try and do the same, Daniel, can you and I put ourselves in the position of someone who tells us to sell our home? Now, can you do that?
Well, quite, and no, and I understand that there's people who've lived there all their lives, and quite frankly, they don't want this scheme. They're quite happy where they are.
No, but just on that, if it happened to you or me, you would get upset, wouldn't you?
I naturally think I would, and actually, the CPO process. 10 people already have decided to sell their properties without going down the CPO route. They've had a private agreement, and we've had three new valuations. We're offering people the market rate for their property or for their equity, and we've used valuations appointed by the leaseholders. So whilst I can understand the anger, we have done our best as a borough to take on what people are telling us and their concerns.
OK, thank you very much indeed. Daniel Thomas is Deputy Leader of Barnet Council. Standing by, we'll hear from someone who's been told to sell her house, and she says, guess what? No thanks.